Hello, Raider Nation. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield, brought to you by the California National Guard. Today, head coach Dennis Allen announced that quarterback Terrell Pryor is symptom-free from his concussion injury and that he is ready to play in this Sunday's game against the San Diego Chargers.
I'm 100% right now. I feel normal. I just try to make the right decisions and smart decisions and be a smart person and player, you know. Obviously, if there's three guys coming and cramming down on me, you know, I don't want to challenge all three of them guys to get down. But definitely, I mean, just be myself and play football, you know. And that's how I have to play.
The team is getting ready for this Sunday's game against the Chargers, and they talk about the matchup.
Phillip Rivers is playing probably as good as he's played. You know, maybe throughout his career, I think he's playing outstanding. He's playing exceptional.
I see, a guy that's really experienced and he's playing well this year.
Gates has always been a key factor in our offense, a guy that creates mismatches with linebackers. I mean, even some DBs. I mean, you know, he's a big guy.
They're really aggressive. They got a good secondary with them. So, you know, we're going to have to be really sound.
Very tenacious. They get after the quarterback. They like to bring pressure. They push the pocket. They do a lot of things.
You got a bunch of playmakers like Eric Weddle. He's everywhere. He's in the box. He lines up in slot. So I feel like they have a lot of experience back there, and I think they can really challenge themselves. I'm up for the challenge, though.
Star of the hit television show Glee, Naya Rivera, also the sister of tight end Michael Rivera, made it to her first Raiders home game.
I'm so excited. It was like a big deal, obviously, when he got drafted. And we did draft day at my house and hunkered down for like 3 days waiting to see where he was going to go. And now we're a part of the Raider Nation. I'm so happy to be here.
I also caught up with Naya's brother, the Raiders tight end, Michael Rivera.
Now, this last home game, you had your first touchdown of the season. What did it feel like to be in the end zone?
It felt awesome. You know, been dreaming of that opportunity my whole life to get in the end zone in the NFL. I'm just ready to score some more touchdowns.
Now, not only did you score your first touchdown in front of the Raider Nation, but also in front of some of your family members. Your sister was there, and I did get the chance to ask her if she gave you any advice or what you should do should you happen to get into the end zone. Did she actually help you out with that?
Yeah, a couple weeks earlier, she sent me her own little touchdown dance. And I didn't want to do that one, so I switched it up, did my own little touchdown dance called the Terrio, and y'all can check it out.
Where did you get the Terrio from?
It's on YouTube. It's a little six-year-old kid, and he does a little Terrio dance, so y'all got to see him, and I did a good impression of him.
All right, now we've got another player here that wants to steal some of your shine. Let's see what he's got to say about your touchdown dance.
How are you doing, sir? My name is Andre Girard, also known as Kennard Kincaid. I'm just here to ask you some serious questions because I'm a true Raider fan and a player. So, thinking back to, you know, your childhood, could you imagine scoring that first touchdown? How did you feel?
Felt great, Jay. Thanks for blocking for me.
I tried to get down there to celebrate with you, but, you know, my size and my asthma wouldn't let me get down the field to celebrate with you, plus way too much energy. So, you know, I was very happy for you, you know. But I just wanted to let you know I was very proud of you, you know. Were your family and friends proud of you for scoring a touchdown?
Yeah, everybody was proud of me. But on a side note, in the locker room, meet me in the locker room so we can get a little routine for my next touchdown so me and you can celebrate together.
Oh, no problem, no problem. I got a couple of ideas, and we can definitely do that. No problem.
This week on the Raiders Report, catch my one-on-one interview with offensive lineman Tony Pachos.
Talk to me about blocking for a quarterback like Terrell Pryor, one that's so mobile.
Mm-hmm. I'm just in awe of Terrell as a player and his capabilities. You know, not only is he, I think, a really good quarterback, but he has that other edge that could beat you with his athleticism, and it's real fun. You know, I those are the quarterbacks that I want to be blocking for, is really dynamic and exceptional guys like him, and I'm excited to block for him because I know his capabilities in the offense is once we put it all together and grow with it.